Happy Monday. You've made it through the weekend. It's the hardest part of, the weekend is waking up on a Monday. So I'm hoping a nice podcast makes it a little easier. I know, your day's probably stressful. You probably got that bitch at work, breathing down your neck. You have a startup. You have a really, you're thrilled about the startup. It's you've began it, but you're already sort of losing, I guess, momentum towards it, and it's because of that bitch at work. She says you'll not be anything, and she says that you'll stay $10 an hour, 40 hours a week. That'll be your job the rest of your life. You'll be a full-time $10 an hour employee the rest of your life. You'll maintain a salary below $30,000 and live with a roommate or be married, and she'll have to, cover the other half, and maybe she even makes a little more money than you. But she's okay with that because she found a nice husband that takes care of the kids. He's a kind, but you feel your manhood getting stripped away little by little because part of you knows Karen's right. It's hard, and it's probably something I cannot commit to. But at the same time, you find a lot of meaning from being a dad, and putting that time into that. But you know that your kids are going to see what happened. Your kids are a little innocent at first, but they're going to see that their dad's a failure. That their dad decided to give up on his dreams, to listen to that bitch from work and give up on his dreams. Your kid will see, you will notice your manhood getting stripped away, all because of that bitch Karen from work, right? Now, you saw that. You've seen this future for yourself. You're in the office, you're sitting down. You snap to, you come to, right? And you realize, fuck, I don't have to live that way. Fuck, I have an opportunity right now. No. You notice now that you can keep going with that project, right? And, people, there are haters out there, right? There are people out there that will say, reusable condoms, they're not worth it. They're gross. People will say stuff like that. People will say, how are you going to create an industry? How are you going to get people to wash their condoms? You explain to them, it's like contacts, they're not one day, they're not throwaways, or it's like a 30 day. It's like a reusable, you wash it out. You roll it back up and you stick it right back in your wallet and it works. It's 89% of the time it works. There's 11% chance of pregnancy, but you save money. You save money, man. Come on, think about it. How often are you fucking? How often are you fucking? 3-4 times a day? How many people are sucking your dick? 5-6? Every, few days. In your mind, in this person's mind, it's everyone's a whore. The reusable condom industry is just filled with whores. And they're like, we don't fuck 12 times a day, you fucking crazy guys. We only fuck 3 or 4. That's absurd. But they don't know. Anyways. Just don't listen to that bitch, man. Just do what you want to do. Do your passion, whatever it might be. If it's fucking reusable condoms, do that. If it's dick dildos where they're it's docking, but there's maybe there's a penis tip and some balls at the end and you stick that up your urethra. Maybe that's your industry. I don't know. I do not know. But stick to your guns. Maybe it's a porn website for big toes and assholes, right? So guys sticking their big toes in girls' assholes. And then there's like maybe a gay part of that website. And, you know, maybe for all the real kinks out there, all the real kinky fuckers, you know, the old trauma patients, there's the girl sticking her big toe in your asshole section of that website as well. And if that's your thing, go for it, man. Don't let that fucking Karen bring you down. What's going on in her life? She's got nothing special. She's single. She's 45, overweight. Why do you give a fuck what she has to say? You know, like, she's a single mother. Her kid is goth and also is fat. You know, like, you can't lose more than that. Your goth kid is fat. You can't lose. Can't lose more than that. Cannot lose. Don't listen to that fucking cunt. She's got nothing, man. Nothing. And here's the thing about all this too. Thinking about this. Fucking everybody's life has like all these crazy things going on. You know, things that are not socially acceptable, like at all. Like the things I witnessed today were, and not necessarily in my life, but, you know, talking to other people, is so fucking not socially acceptable. Like, if a celebrity said that or did the shit that I'm thinking of, then there'd just be no more. It'd be just kind of end of discussion. And a lot of it's confusing to me. A lot of it really is, because I understand that there's a social sort of, there's like this acceptable sort of range of things that are in there, and it's vague and it shifts every once in a while, but, you know, it's there, right? What I don't get, the mic's probably moving like crazy, and it's because I can't find a comfortable position for my hand. So I'm holding my phone. This is all with my phone. We're like another week in a row. Thank you for everyone who's been consistently listening, even though I'm using my phone. I do really appreciate it. It's going to, again, be 2 weeks, and then I'm back to the normal set. It's going to be video. It's all going to be upgraded. It'll sound nice. But a lot of it's confusing to me because, like, if you look at sex, it's something that I take very seriously. I often take it very, very seriously. Which is stupid. It's stupid because it doesn't make any logical sense. Sex is play. Sex is enjoyment. And I often think that when you take something too seriously, when you conform yourself to these ideals, your shadow takes over, you know? Or like, it's like trying to stuff your toothpaste back in the tube. There, it just gets gross and messy. It never really works. You get a little bit, but it never works, and most of it just droops and goes fucking crazy, right? So I'm looking at a car, and I think it's looking at me. I'm at a church. I'm at the same church, by the way. It's right by my house, so this is easy. Anyways, I think most of it just becomes goopy and gross. And I think that is sort of, that goopy grossness is what happens from trying to conform yourself to this specific box. This specific, like, I need to do such and such and such because of such and such and such and such. And then you try to do that, and it just ends up falling apart. If you're honest with yourself, it's falling apart, right? You could lie to yourself. You could lie to others. But it's falling apart, you know? It is. And that's what a lot of the LGBTQ stuff is. It's a lot. I don't know how much, but a lot of it is traumatized children, for the most part, you know, traumatize children who don't know, who throws stuff at a wall to see what sticks. I'm pansexual. I'm asexual, right? I think I was explaining this last week. Like, the asexual thing is them publicly saying, I'm not sexual. And really, behind the scenes, they're fucking choking their dog to get off. Like, they're, you know, like, they're doing crazy shit. They're kicking themselves in the pussy, you know? They're slamming their pussy on the doorknob, like, to just get off. To just feel something. Like they get wet off of, like the girl in Narcos, Pablo Escobar stuck his gun up this newscaster's fucking monkey, you know, and she's like acting like it's fucking like a sundae, like a Dairy Queen blizzard that she just ate. Like, she's like, oh, this tasty treat, this is great. Oh, so nice. Like, this fucking 9mm gun up my snatch. This is fantastic. And that's what you get from fucking trauma, dude. But on the surface, you know, she looks in the camera. She's like, ah, this is Venezuela Sanchez for the morning news. And, you know, at night, Pablo Escobar sticking a fucking gun up her cooter, you know? And that's what a lot of these people are. And nothing against her for that, honestly. But now the thing is, now I guess the big difference there would be, like, if the newscaster, you know, because, like, obviously, like, if she's on the news, she has to look professional. But if to her friends, she was like, oh, I don't do any of that. That would be the sort of trauma I'm talking about. But if she just, like, sticking a gun up her pussy, some part of me just thinks, like, she's just a quirky girl. As long as she's, like, with her friends, she's like, oh, this is, and, you know, there's, like, a healthy relationship with it. But there's probably not if you're sticking a fucking gun up your pussy, right? Say probably not. Even the word healthy is kind of strange. The word healthy, what I mean by healthy is it doesn't affect other areas of your life, right? Like, doesn't affect negatively other areas of your life. You can sort of work it in and everything sort of is in balance. And obviously lying is one of those things that negatively affects your relationships with people, you know, friends and family and stuff. So then what is it, right? Like, what, and what is, let me try to think of how I want to word this. Cause, like, my point with it all is, like, taking it too seriously is dangerous. Fitting yourself in a box is dangerous because you're taking the thing too seriously. You're saying, I must do this. This is where I should be. This is the place I need to be. But there's no enjoyment in that. There's no play in that. And play and enjoyment are what life is now. Meaning, play, it's all that is life right now. You know? So then to sort of go like, I'm going to let go of my conceptions of where I should be, what I should be doing, and just flow, trust, faith, have faith in my, you know, in my relationships and sex, and faith not in terms of, like, clinging, but in terms of what faith really is, which is letting go. Right? Like, people say, I have faith in God, but they're clinging to the idea of God, which faith is literally the opposite. You know, that's literally not, it's they use faith as like a, as like a, excuse, almost like a, it'll be, I have faith, like they use it, like, no, you know, like, you're struggling because you're clinging to, like, everything will be okay, everything will be fine, it'll be fine, no, but it'll be okay, I have faith. Nobody who really has faith says they have faith, you know, unless it comes up. Because faith is letting go. You don't need to even say you have faith if you have faith. And people who have, like, the faith in every aspect of their life are the most enjoyable people to be around. Because that is them going, I want to fully experience life, fully enjoy it, fully be a part of it. And I think it's the same, that is like the most reasonable, the most healthy way to be. And I think it's the same with sex. To not go like, I should be doing this and 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 this. Okay, now I'm doing this. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it now. This is what I'm doing. This is it. This is the thing. And then you get a feeling of like, oh, but this other thing is pretty, ooh, it's naughty. So the thing's a little naughty. I kind of want to just see what's going on. And then you go in there and then you're like, fuck, this isn't what I wanted. And then you're like, oh, but it's so good. I don't know what to do. And then you get, and then you like come to, and then you go, oh, that was not what I wanted. you start realizing like I'm making a fool of myself by trying to, because like, a story that you, where you know the ending is a shitty story. And it's not only a shitty story because, like, it's a shitty story because there's no adventure, there's no wonder, there's no mystery. It's just like beginning, end. And the reason why that's relevant is because life is the exact same way. We don't know what's going to happen a minute from now. We can predict, you know, like, I'm in my car, I can predict a minute from now I will still be doing a podcast, you know, but that also, that idea comes with faith, you know, the two kind of come together, right? Like, I have faith is the sacred background to literally everything. As soon as you accept faith, it's just a background, you don't even need to worry about it. And then it's, the next thing is like, oh, okay, just regular thinking. But then as soon as you go like, no, there's something serious that needs to happen, there goes your faith. I really need to figure out dating and sex, and there's something I need to do this. This is the thing I need to do. There goes your faith. Rather, but if you just think like there's this, it's, there's like a thing of like taking something seriously and taking something too seriously, right? Taking something seriously is going like, okay, this is like imperative to me right now. I need to figure it out. And then taking something too seriously, where you lose your faith, right? And even that, it's so few and far between. You actually need to take something seriously, really, really, like. Like, most things you need to take sincerely. You know, take with, like, a sincere sort of empathy. Like, oh, I feel for you, man. I feel for you. That's unfortunate. But there's not, like, a, oh, that's terrible. Oh, you don't need to cry for everything. Some things you should sincerely feel how you feel about it, which might lead to tears. But not this intense seriousness. It's not it, you know? Yeah, there needs to be like a, I think a push, honestly, to take things, to see things as like play and enjoyment. Like, let's not get hung up on certain things and just to let go of like I guess it's just a need to do something. Because I think, like, even with the podcast, right? Like, I mean, it's such a big deal, and I stressed on it for years, and then I finally just did it. Because I was like, oh, I just got to just do it. And then I did it, and then I was like, oh, okay, this is normal, and it makes sense, and it's fun. There's just this seriousness that I don't understand. I don't think that it's true. Like, I don't see it like that. There's very few things that are serious in terms of that. Very few things. You know? I mean, what are the serious things? Things that are gonna completely change your lifestyle forever. And not having a plan to it. Like, the two have to go together. And not having a plan to it. Because once you have a plan, you go, okay, we're just going to execute the plan. At the best we can, obviously. But it's absurd. It's absurd to, like, take these things so seriously. But it happens so fucking often. So fucking often. And part of it's because we're not... I don't think we adapted to civil life too well. You know? I don't think we did. Do not think we did. But I don't know. I think we got to give more credit to, you know, to faith and to, you know, that sort of way of living. So another thing I wanted to talk about was influencers, because they get a lot of hate. They get a lot of hate for shaking their ass, and then it's like, ah, oh, you just shake your ass. That's all they do. Is just, they have a nice butt. They have a nice butt, and they have nice legs, and they smile. And that's why they have millions of followers. I don't think they get enough credit for a few things. You know, it'd be like looking at Joe Rogan and saying, ah, he just talks. It's absurd. There are a lot of subtle things going on. One, you have to give credit to someone for being attractive. Like, that's actually a difficult thing to do. Like, someone can look attractive, but if someone actually talks, lives attractive, like an attractive, what's the word I'm looking for? Mainstream attractive, whatever the word for that is, just like a sort of attractiveness that most guys can be like, that's very appealing. It's not easy. Most girls can't do it. Like, 90% of girls can't do it. And she can. Gotta give her credit for that. You know, one, of course, she had the gift of, like, great looks when she was born. But on top of that, she's working out. She's kind. She's sweet. She's putting all this energy into being this likable, fun person. Which, honestly, I'm like, what else do you want in a girl? Like, in my wife, I'd want her to be attractive and fun. She doesn't need some crazy ambition. That's for me. That's me. I need the crazy ambition. She just, it's like, fuck, like, that's a guy's fantasy. And there's a lot of guys' fantasies, and she's living that. It's like, give her some fucking credit for that. You know, Like, it's almost like people are miserable in their own life, so they don't give credit for them. I mean, there's a lot of guys that live that way too, where they're millionaires and they work out and they look good. And a lot of guys will be like, he's just a fucking one of those millionaires and all this and that. He's greedy and all that. It's like, give him some fucking credit. I mean, that dude is living a life that is fucking, you know, you would like, is admirable. And the same thing with the girl. It's like, I'd like to date her. Give her some credit for being a very dateable, likable person. I mean, that's actually, like, not an easy thing to do. You know, she's kind. There's a lot of girls that are just villainous and dicks and just assholes. Maybe they have a pretty smile and a nice body, but they're absolute bungholes to hang around with. And there's a lot of guys like that too, you know? But the ones that make it, like, very likable people is actually a skill. It's very hard to do. And if it's a talent, then you got to thank their parents for making a very likable kid, you know? Because they could have fucked it up. But they've made the kid, they maintain the kid's likableness. That's fucking huge, you know? There's a lot of things going on there. Like, she doesn't just have a million followers because she has a nice butt. There's a lot of fucking things going on. Yes, of course, there is some luck involved too, because of she got TikTok and Musical.ly, and she was kind of a dancer. I think she's like some sort of Latina. And yes, there's something there too, but it's also the confidence to put herself out there. A lot of girls wouldn't do that. And she actually paved the way for a lot of girls to do that. I mean, there's so much going on there. I mean, she is like an extremely confident girl. Anyways, those, and I don't think I've said the name, and I'm thinking of Addison Rae specifically. But a lot of those girls, Addison Rae, Addison Rae's really the only one I can think of. Oh, who's the other one? I'm not gonna remember. She was on Logan Paul's thing, and she was really cute. She has a nice butt. She's always doing, like, she has like a birthmark on her left arm. She's very attractive, but she doesn't get enough credit for that either, you know? She doesn't get enough credit for that, in my opinion. Alright, I'm gonna go through my tweets, and I'm gonna wrap it up. I finished The Big Fat Surprise. Fantastic fucking book. Tweeted about that. I said pedicures should be performed by people really into feet. That way I can get a free foot rub, and they can get aroused. That's my tweet. I do agree with that. I said, is Cash App Friday where everyone just tweets asking for people to cash app them? How deplorable. But I am excited for Venmo Saturday. Venmo, and then I put my Venmo there. What did I say? Oh shit, I wrote a hashtag Friday morning. Time for a little coffee with your Baileys, a white Russian in your glass and in your bed. Beating your dog for waking you up, then pouring some rum in his bowl because he didn't know any better. Hungover at work from pre-work pregame and recovering from a... I already fucked that up. Hold on. Hungover at work from a pre-work pregame and recovering with a postgame. So, there you go. There's my little tweets. That pedicure one, I might have to talk about it next week. I'm pretty exhausted. I'm sure you can tell from my voice I'm pretty exhausted, but great stuff there, man. Great stuff there. I just kind of realized why people get foot massages, or why people get pedicures, right? I've got a casting for my foot, and I'm like, oof, this is nice. The doctor's just kind of rubbing it and stuff. I'm like, oof. I could totally, like, see myself going to a pedicure place. But, yeah, I got a great sort of topic for next week. Great, great, great topic. So just stick with it. Keep listening. Thank you for listening. You know, these keep getting better. You know, it always changes. You know, some podcasts are better than others. But they will be getting the production value improved. They will be on more and more platforms the more I keep going. I mean, it's just I'm investing a lot into this. Like, it's hard to see because it's not public, but there's a lot going on. I'm writing. I'm going to be putting out a story soon, like a little short story. I have a few of those in preparation. Check out my link tree. Check any of those links. They all have my social medias on it. It should be in the podcast description. This will be out 0800. And just look forward to Fridays. Thank you for listening. Thank you for everyone's support. I mean, I really do love doing this. I'm sorry I have to do it with my fucking phone. But, you know, you guys keep supporting. So I'm gonna keep putting these out regardless. But thank you for your support. And just subscribe. And I'll see you guys Friday.